Welcome to the Space Coast Real Estate Radio Show, where you hear about all things real estate all the time. And now your host, Jesse Hall.
Hey, hey, friends. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. It's your host, Jesse Hall, and this is the Space Coast Real Estate Show. All real estate all the time, exploring everything real estate here on the Space Coast of Florida. And, it's just an exciting time. It's an exciting time to talk real estate. It's an exciting time to be podcasting for all of you all and letting you into the world of real estate as we see it through our own kind of experience. So with that said, thank you so much for all those that have tuned in previously. Thank you so much for joining me on another quality episode. And again, I pat myself on the back because I believe it's quality. But I want to hear your feedback. So please email me at spacecoastpodcast@hotmail.com. Let me know what you guys think, because your opinion does matter. And I say that with the most sincerity, because ultimately you are my listener and I value your opinion. And I want to make sure that this podcast and the show that we do remains relevant. Meaning I want you to tune in every week and listen to the stories, listen to some of the explanations of the market. You know, we're going to have featured people in the industry, from lenders to inspectors to title people, and so much more. And then, of course, our surprise guests, guests that don't always have maybe something that they do in the industry, but they certainly are bringing a lot of value to the Space Coast, which helps in creating the culture here. And, you know, with that culture attracts people. People are attracted to the Space Coast. They come and they buy and they stay with us, and our property values go up. And of course, you know, they stay as tourists and then they stay longer. And then we make revenue doing Airbnb and, of course, your businesses and so forth, you know, from those dollars that are created revenue-wise from all these tourists come to see the shuttles come, or not the shuttles anymore, but the rockets and so forth. So it's always exciting to talk about all the different things that make the Space Coast great. So it is my honor and pleasure, and I'm going to jump into this because I only have her for a little bit, because this is one of the busiest people on the Space Coast, a really good friend and a mentor in my business as well. She has just been incredible, instrumental, doing monumental things. And I got teased because I had made a new word for things that were instrumental and monumental, and I called them monstrumental. And if anybody has heard that show and would like to give me a thumbs up, I'd love to hear it. Again, if you haven't liked us so far, facebook.com/Space Coast Real Estate Show. Okay, Space Coast Real Estate Show is how you find us on Facebook. Go ahead and give us a like, give us some comments, and you're going to see the episodes posted there. So as we record here in the studio and then we post it on the show, it gives you a little time to kind of anticipate the launch. So, you know, between our recording and then we finally go ahead and release it to everybody, you get to have those times. So anybody that's tuning in right now, Rosa has us going live at the Salvation Army of Melbourne page.
Salvation Army of Melbourne.
Perfect. And I guess that gave it away. You know, adding a live element here is always kind of fun. It takes away my big spiel. So as long as I pump you up as much as possible, again, she's been monumental, instrumental in the community. Rosa Santiago Reardon is in the studio. Say hello. Let me get your mic turned up. Say hello, Rosa.
Hello, everyone. How are you?
All right. So she is in the studio. And again, it's such a pleasure to have such a talented woman, a woman of such influence as well. I mean, you know, wherever Rosa goes, everybody wants to be there.
Thank you.
Yeah. So she has been a busy girl. And we're going to talk about a couple fun things that she's doing. You know, even though we talk about real estate, you know, there is a population out there that's not as blessed as us. And this is kind of one of those things, you know, where we're going to kind of get not super moody, but we're certainly going to pull on some heartstrings, because there is a population out there that doesn't get to have a home, and or maybe okay. They're, you know, gone through some distress or some traumatic periods in their life. And anyway, she is with the Salvation Army of Melbourne. It's a local nonprofit, 501c3. And Rosa, why don't you explain to the audience who's not familiar with some of the things that the Salvation Army does, explain to them how you guys help our community.
Well, thank you, Jesse. Yeah, so we are the Salvation Army of Melbourne, and we do the most good here in our community. All the money that we raise actually stays right here in Brevard. A lot of people don't know too much about us, but they do know that we do ring our bells every Christmas. They know that we're out there in front of the Publix and other stores to collect some money. But we do much more than that. We help the men, the women, the children, the veterans, the elderly. We help with medication, prescriptions to get them filled and pay for them. We help with rent. We help with utilities. We help with food. We help with shelter. We help with pretty much any resource that you might need. You want to come and talk to one of us over here at the Salvation Army of Melbourne.
And tell people real quick where you guys are located.
We're located at 1080 Hickory Street in Melbourne, directly behind Holmes Regional Hospital is where we are.
Right, and currently you guys have, I mean, it's almost like a compound. I don't want to call it a compound, but you have a chapel. When you first arrive, you have a women's shelter. And then you have a pantry in the administrative office, and I recently got a tour there, and I hadn't seen it. And I guess, you know, thankfully, because I haven't needed the services, but, you know, it's quite nice. You guys keep it very well maintained. And for anybody who is in need of assistance, you know, please don't hesitate. You know, go there, ask for a little bit of help. That's what they are there for. It's a great resource for our community. And unlike other charitable organizations, and I'm not here to bash anybody, but you guys are 100% about the commitment to the community. There is no big administrative salaries and stuff like that. Out of every dollar, how much goes to the cause?
84 cents of every dollar that we bring in actually goes right towards the Salvation Army.
That's incredible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's one of the highest ones. If you look us up online,
right,
you would see that the Salvation Army is one of the best ones to donate to.
Exactly, exactly. And that's why you're one of my favorite charities year after year. So here's the thing. I only got you for a segment because I know you're busy because this girl is just amazing. So she is out there beating the street. She's got sponsors and media updates, including, you know, coming to our show. We're squeezing her in on this Tuesday afternoon. But you've been busy all day today, and because there's a couple, not just one, but two events that are coming up that the Space Coast needs to hear about. So let's start with the one that's coming up very soon, and I'll show the audience here online the invitation. Talk about, for those people, what's coming up next.
So August 15th, we actually have an informational luncheon at the Salvation Army of Melbourne, and that is going to be with our Congressman Bill Posey. He's going to be our keynote speaker, and then we're going to have as a guest speaker Michael Ayers. He's the CEO for Melbourne Regional Chamber, and that's going to be at 11:30 till 1 o'clock.
Okay, and so what could they expect at the lunch? What are we going to be talking about?
At the lunch, what they're going to expect is to listen to our congressman talk about our community. We are a very close-knit community,
right,
and how we come together, and we always help one another out. We reach out and help each other is what we actually do. So, you know, we're also going to be talking about relationships and partnerships at the luncheon.
Fascinating. So what is, and I know Michael, good guy. I mean, since he's been on board with the chamber, the Regional Chamber of Commerce from Melbourne, he's done great things, and it's always a pleasure to hear him talk and discuss all the things that are happening in Melbourne. And if you have a chance, you know, you got to get to one of these events where these leaders, you know, whether the chamber leaders or especially, you know, someone in office, and you're going to hear some amazing things come, you know, being brought to us from this leadership regarding our community. How many exciting things are happening, and then the things that are being talked about. It's so exciting. You get in these circles, and I'm telling you, if you're not excited about the future of Melbourne and the Space Coast in general, then you're not paying attention, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So after, okay, so this the date, let me just remind the audience real quick. August 15th, it's a Wednesday from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Salvation Army Fellowship Hall. So you're actually going to be hosting it at your facility.
Right.
Again, that's the address is 1080 Hickory Street, Melbourne, Florida, 32901, the building with the red roof. If you do, if you would like to RSVP, how could they RSVP? Should I just give them a number or?
No, we posted this because it is limited seating. So we did post it on the Melbourne Regional Chamber website, so they could go on there, click onto the link to RSVP. And I really do want everybody to go on there because it is limited. I would like to see as many people there as we can fit into our building for this event. We're going to have media there, so we're going to get news coverage.
Good, and this. You should. You should get some publicity, yeah.
Yeah, we're going to get a lot of support, a lot of publicity out of this. So I'm looking forward to it. We're also that day, we have the gala coming up, the Giving Hope Gala.
Yeah, but that's not the same day.
No, that...
I was going to say, that would be an awesome day.
Yes, no, we will be selling tickets that day at the luncheon. Yeah,
right.
So, yeah, you would want to come for that, too.
All right, so we've got a couple more minutes. I know there's so much going on with this gala, and I don't want to squeeze us for time, but
yes.
We have... let's do this in about 4.5 minutes.
Okay.
Giving Hope Gala is the name, an evening to make dreams come true. Benefiting the Sue M. Pridemore Center for Women and Children's, it's a Saturday, August 25th. You're off. Come on, nobody works between 6 and 10 on a Saturday. Or if you do, you're working very hard, and I want to hear about your story. But more importantly, it's at the Hilton Rialto. It's a Saturday night, August 25th, 6 to 10. You have dinner, entertainment, live and silent auctions. And now you have keynote speaker, Colonel Danny McKnight, who's a retired colonel from the Air Force. And he was the one that
he was depicted in the movie Black Hawk Down.
Black Hawk Down. Yeah, people may know of his story. And I forget which actor depicted him. Do you recall? Was it Sizemore?
Sizemore. Chris Sizemore, yes.
Yeah. So, and then also it's going to be emceed by Greg Pallone of Spectrum News 13. And also a Salvation Army Humanitarian Award will be presented to Sheriff Wayne Ivey. So I just read to you the flyer.
We also have our guest speaker is going to be Melbourne Mayor Kathy Meehan.
Oh, Kathy's such a treat.
Yes.
Kathy is such a treat.
She'll be our guest speaker for that evening.
Very cool. So what else do people need to understand about? I mean, I know you've been looking to get all the silent auction items.
Yeah.
So what kind of things are being offered?
I am for auction items and silent auction items. Right now we have a trip to Africa.
Whoa.
That one goes very, very well in our auction. We're also going to be doing a date night package, and that's going to be 12 different restaurants, so it's going to be for a year.
That's a long time.
Yeah, so you get to take your beautiful bride or significant other on a date once a month to a specific restaurant with our certificate. You'll be treated very, very well by each local restaurant. We have from the Melting Pot, the Dove Chef's Table.
Oh, wow.
Yellow Dog is in there.
Oh,
wow, there's a lot of them. I can't think off the top of my head.
No,
there's
going to
be 12 of
those.
Yeah. Yeah, so we're gonna have the date night package. We also have Dr. Clevins.
Mm-hmm.
He gave us a live auction item also.
And he does the...
It's spectacular.
Facial surgery.
And body sculptures, yes.
Body sculpture,
mm-hmm.
right.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like these are not cheap prizes. These are like very nice prizes.
These are very, very nice prizes,
right.
You know. And all the money that we make that evening all goes right towards the Sue M. Pridemore Center, which is our transitional shelter for women and children.
So for single moms who find themselves in hard times on the street, this is the gala that's going to help them. So we don't have to have families on the street.
Right.
And being, you know, just looking desperate and getting, you know, mugged or infections or whatever else, or, you know, hungry. And so This is a huge resource for our community.
Right, it is, Jesse. And to let you know, the Sioux and Pridmore Center, the girls that they actually take in are girls that are highly motivated. These girls, they end up in these situations by different circumstances alone. But they all want to work. They all want to take care of their children.
Right.
They all want to have their own home. So they get to come into the Sioux and Pridmore Center, and it's a program, so it's a 90-day program. They get to stay in there, save money, and get ready to put themselves right back out into the community and be a very good product of our community.
Right. So it sounds like more of just like a little bit of a rescue, rehab, and then redistribute, if you were, you know. But these are families, you know, so I don't want to put in that kind of context. But it really is a bouncing off point. And from listening to the testimony from some of the previous clients that you guys have featured, you know, a lot of them are coming from a domestic violence situation. I mean, situations where they really need to get out from where they are.
Well, the domestic violence one, that's up in Coco. Ours is, like I said, it's more circumstantial.
Oh, I see.
To where you know, your mom kicked you out of the house with your children, or you couldn't make your ends meet to pay the rent, so you no longer have a home, and there's nobody else that you could go and live with. Yeah, so it is a program that go through counseling and everything else, you know, so that we could get them back on the right track.
Yeah, so it's more than just a bed and three square meals a day.
Right.
It's the whole, I mean, like a full rehab.
Right. Like
for no charge.
Yeah, they have to be highly motivated. So by 8 o'clock in the morning, they have to be up and out.
So they have to qualify.
Yes.
Like a halfway house or something.
Well, it's not like a halfway house. It's more we vet them to know that they are going to be motivated.
I see. Okay.
Is basically what it is. Yeah. So by 8 o'clock in the morning, if they don't have a job, they have to be out of the shelter and out looking for a job. Come back and let us know what jobs they went to. Is what they actually do.
So you keep them accountable. That's great.
Yes.
So the sixth annual Giving Hope Gala is August 25th, once again, 2018. That's like 2 weeks away. That's like really soon.
It's getting so exciting.
I know.
And I'm
sure,
can't wait.
And I'm sure you can't wait because it's been a lot on your plate recently. And I'm sure, you know, once it comes and goes, you get a nice relief, and then you get to focus on what happens next. But up until the event, it becomes super stressful.
I'm super stressed. I still want to thank all the sponsors, all the donors that we've had, you know, all the participants that played a key in the gala.
So a lot of exciting things happening with the Salvation Army. So there you go. They're not a sleepy kind of, you know, how do you say, charity where they just expect to just receive. You guys are actually given a lot
back. A hand up, it's not a handout. It's always a hand up.
See, that's the difference. That's the difference. So thank you so much for joining us on Salvation Army Live Facebook. Thank you guys for tuning in. Again, share this video with you and your friends. Let them know about all these great events that Rosa is helping to achieve there at the Salvation Army of Melbourne. All right, well, we're going to go.
Thank you.
Yeah, of course. We're going to go to break here in just a little bit. And when we return, we are going to bring on a very close friend to the show. And he is a attorney who practices here on
the
Space Coast.
Thank you, Jesse. Thank you.
Thank you for having coming and visiting us in the studio.
Thank you. It was fun. It was great.
All right, guys, so stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to have Blake of Stewart Law join us, and we're going to talk some contracts and leases and other important things that you need to know in your real estate dealings. Until next time, stay tuned. We'll be right back after the break.
You're listening to the Space Coast Podcast Network. If you'd like to be featured as a guest or sponsor or even host your own show, please email us at spacecoastpodcast@hotmail.com. That is spacecoastpodcast@hotmail.com.
Space Coast Podcast. Talk hard.
Hey, make sure you check out Space Cowboy Justice with your hosts, Blake Stewart and Paul Daly. We're going to be talking about interesting legal issues in the entertainment industry and everything geek. If you're into Star Wars, Star Trek, Lord of the Rings, comic books, we're talking about it. Coming at you from the Space Coast Podcast Studios.
Okay, and we are back. Thank you so much for hanging out with us during the short commercial break. Again, this is a Space Coast Real Estate Show. And as promised, in a studio, we have joining us from Stewart Law, Blake Stewart. Let me get your mic on, Blake. How are you, buddy?
What did you promise them?
I promised them that you were going to be in the studio.
Oh, boy, you've got a lot of faith.
I didn't give them much more than that. I know better.
Well, thank goodness. Aim low.
You're so funny. We always have the best attendance as far as our quality of guests on here. So we have an A rating for guest quality.
I agree with that wholeheartedly.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And now you're included. You're included in that catalog of guests.
Oh, look at that. My stock is rising.
I know.
Here, Jesse, this is my first appearance on the Space Coast Real Estate Show. I followed it on terrestrial radio shortly.
Yeah, that's when we were with iHeart, WMMB, WMEL. For all those people who haven't been able to listen to the show in a while, we are back. And now we're on iTunes again, Google Play, and many other places for your listening pleasure. On demand.
I think that's going to be so
Space
much
Coast
better.
Real Estate Show. And also in the studio to do the fun, quick, rapid-fire questions. Now, I want you to keep that mic, Blake. I'm going to introduce to you Frank Jr. of Bella Title. And this is our most popular segment so far. It is called the Rapid Fire Questions. And this is great because I couldn't think of a way to do it. And I couldn't think of any, and I didn't want to do it. And I had to get Frank in here to do it with us. And thankfully, for now the second consecutive show, and I hope this becomes a routine. I really hope this becomes a fixture here on the Space Coast Real Estate Show, because it is just so
consecutive.
Fun. Yes.
Second.
Is that redundant?
Consecutive.
Well, it's not the third consecutive.
It's not redundant. I just think it's funny because you've only done it two times.
I know, but it's not the fourth consecutive. It's the second. I have to remind people how many times Frank has been on here.
Number two.
All right, I'm gonna hand over the
dose
mic to Frank. And Frank, let's hear it. Rapid fire questions. Blake, are you ready?
Are we starting this right now?
Yes.
Is this a game show?
Yes, this is.
Do I win anything?
No.
Can you get me a beer from
out
of the fridge?
Remember, there is no wrong answers. What's going on, everybody? It's Frank Jr. with Bella Title, and these are rapid-fire questions, so kind of just shoot from the hip. Favorite snack food?
Gummy bears.
If you opened up the freezer and there was a penguin, what would you do?
I'd hand him a Bud Ice.
Is cereal soup?
No, cereal is part of a complete breakfast where soup is not.
Gold or silver?
Gold.
Favorite bird?
The penguin.
That's in the freezer.
Is a hot dog a sandwich?
It is in America.
How many basketballs could you fit in this room?
How many square feet is this? I think I could fit 120 basketballs in this room.
How many people live in Canada?
Oh, I think it's like more than the population of Palm Beach County. So I want to say it's like more than 10 million. It's more than 10 million people now.
If you could change your name, what would you change it to?
Blakemus Prime.
Favorite ocean?
You know, I gotta say, I think
rapid.
I think it's I,
I love to live on the Atlantic Ocean. I love to visit Pacific Islands, but I don't think that you get the same feeling in the islands that you get on the Pacific coast.
What sound does a seal make?
Err.
What word do you have trouble spelling?
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
And would you rather fight one horse-sized duck or 100 duck-sized horses? It's a favorite here at the Bella Title.
I think
so. One giant duck.
No, you don't want to fight a giant. Have you ever
little horses?
Haven't you ever seen Regular Show? Oh, ducks are vicious.
100 little horses.
Yeah, for sure. 100 little horses. You can kick them.
Alrighty. Well, thank you for coming to Rapid Fire Questions with Frank Jr. We'll see you next week.
You don't want to do a late? That was awesome.
Way to go. Thank you, Frank Jr. and Bella Title for all of your title escrow services. Thank you so much. That was awesome. Rapid fire. I mean, there's no better way to get to know a guest with, you know, without doing the rapid fire questions. And we'll see Frank soon. I think he's going to bring us a golf report. He has a couple tournaments that he's going to be competing in, so we'll have to hear about that when he comes back. All right. So, man, that was fun.
That was fun. That's tough. Pacific or Atlantic?
Well, you know, there's seven oceans.
Yes, I'm aware of that.
But you chose one of two favorites, so that's great.
I've been to most of them, too, I think.
Yeah, I think the Indian would be the most exciting for me because it's part of the Africa coast and then, of course, the Eastern Indian seashore.
That's right. Yeah, you got the Horn of Africa in there.
Yeah, well, you got a whole lot of things. You know, Madagascar is there. Madagascar in the Indian Ocean. And a lot of the surf that comes into both Africa and Australia comes from the Indian Ocean.
So. Is it safe to buy beachfront property in African coastal cities?
God, that's good trivia.
Well, I think it's a real estate question.
And it is.
This is the real estate show.
I don't know that market.
I don't either.
I'm guessing if it's a good value, then it's a good investment. So if you get it below market, I would say go for it.
I was thinking about it the other day because, like, my ultimate retirement goal, I think, is I want to do, like, a Richard Branson-type deal where I just have, like, this secluded giant fortress that is, you know, mostly self-sufficient. Mm. And, of course, I can't afford a Richard Branson island.
Yeah, no, not too many people have Virgin money. So let's back up because I think the audience needs to learn more about Blake Stewart, the man, the myth. The attorney, tell us about your practice, how you got into law, and some of your experiences as far as, you know, having been an attorney and dealing with real estate in general and contracts in general.
I don't know if you have enough time in your show for that.
Well, we go to break in 2 minutes, so
lightning round.
No, I'm teasing. We can take our time going to the next break. So give us like just the 4 minute summary. What does that sound like?
Well, currently I do construction, real estate, contract law, corporate law. Mm-hmm. If it's written on paper, that's what we try to specialize in. So it wasn't always that way. When I first decided I wanted to become an attorney, it was because I wanted to help people. That's right. True. And I thought, man, wouldn't it be great if I could get paid for helping people?
Yeah.
And so that was kind of the thinking there. I did criminal defense work in Miami Beach for a while. And that was actually, I refer to that as my TV year because I spent a year just like living in like a TV show, you know, playing like a criminal defense attorney in Miami Beach.
Nice. Law and Order. South Beach.
I had this like, I had this really flashy and loud like two-door Pearl Lincoln Mark.
Oh, wow.
And I used to like, show up at crime scenes like, nobody touch anything.
This
is preposterous.
So criminal defense.
Criminal defense. And then I was very fortunate. One of my best friends, Ken Bankura, hooked me up with a job at a Fortune 500 company.
Ooh, exclusive.
So I worked in-house for one of the largest corporations in the world for a while. And I used to draft and negotiate contracts for power plant construction. Equipment supply, turnkey, stuff like that. So obviously there's not a big market for that in Brevard.
Yeah, I'm not sure how many power plants they're building every, I mean, even nationally. Like, how many power plants are getting built?
Well, that's an, there were a lot. There was a boom. There was sure a boom. And, you know, everybody's coming off. Nuclear is really unpopular, which, you know, is really unfortunate because every single nuclear power plant in existence was built in the 1970s with 1960s technology.
Oh, wow.
And I think that if we built a modern power plant with today's technology, it'd be great.
Right.
But, you know, we, there's been incidents in other parts of the world.
Sure.
Unpopular. But it's, you know, that's base load. Like, nuclear provides so much power, it's crazy.
Mm.
And so as they bring these nuclear and older coal plants offline, there was, like, this rush to provide clean energy, which came in the form of fossil fuels. So there was a boom in the industry, and I think that's kind of over. But anyway, to get back to your question, if I can build a power plant, I can build a house or a condo or
absolutely
commercial building.
You know, I don't think anything could compare to formulating what a contract to negotiate and construct a power plant must be. I mean, there's got to be federal permits. There's got to be some really big things that I'm sure wouldn't even compare. I mean, yeah, let's just say you're quite overqualified. Okay, we'll boil it down to that. You're definitely overqualified for most any commercial lease or a residential
fish in a barrel with a shotgun
contract. Yeah. So what's your practice mostly dealing with? Are you doing more commercial or more residential?
Honestly, it's kind of a 50-50 split right now. I do.
Okay.
You know, the market's very good in Brevard County.
Right.
We got all these big engineering firms and corporations, you know, SpaceX, Blue Origin.
Yeah, they're doing exciting stuff.
That's exciting.
OneWeb.
Lockheed. Northrop.
Yeah.
Harris.
Well, those are all the old staples that have kind of carried Brevard, you know, through the last several decades with aircraft contracts and Department of Defense contracts and so forth. Communications is big here, but now we're starting to see, you know, Embraer from Brazil is here doing private jets and stuff like that.
So they're going to be Boeing soon.
Oh yeah, that is.
They're going to be Boeing soon.
Are we able to disclose that?
Well,
is that public knowledge? I can ask that because I have an attorney in the studio today.
I would argue it's in the public domain.
Well, it is now.
I don't work
now.
For either one of them,
right?
So I have no duty of confidentiality.
I hear that. So, and even our local airport is improving and getting bigger, stronger, more flights in and out of Melbourne Regional.
Yeah, that guy, that new CEO they hired over there to run that, he's got a plan.
That's awesome.
He's executing very well over there.
That's awesome. Great to hear. So, with that, we're going to go back to Blake when we return from these very short messages. And, of course, if there's anything that you'd like to ask Blake, you tweet us at 321podcast. That's underscore 321podcast underscore.
Is this live right now?
No.
Oh, they're going to tweet after the break.
They'll tweet after the break. And they'll tweet after they hear the show. I mean, because, you know, it's a podcast. So some people may not hear during the live broadcast. But certainly if they have any questions for Blake of Stuart Law, then certainly we're going to let them tweet us. Underscore 321 podcast underscore. And we'll pass that on to Blake and he could DM you personally any questions you have regarding real estate law. So if you have a lease question, contract question, or anything of the sort, again, tweet us. Underscore 321 podcast underscore.
We'll
be right back.
You know that's going to result in a bunch of people complaining about their homeowners association.
Oh, well, let's not do that. HOA not included. All right, we'll come back with some more zany attorney talk. Don't go anywhere.
Hola, I'm Bibi.
I'm Liliana.
And we are your hosts for
Brincando el Charco,
the program where we talked about being raised in Puerto Rico and growing up in Puerto Rico and now living here in the States and raising our kids here in the state.
Tune in every week and please follow us on Facebook at Brincando el Charco Podcast.
Boricua está en la luna.
listening to the Space Coast Podcast Network. If you'd like to be featured as a guest or sponsor, or even host your own show, please email us at spacecoastpodcast@hotmail.com. That is spacecoastpodcast@hotmail.com.
Space Coast Podcast. Talk hard.
Well, there's the X. I guess I'll sign right here.
Stop! Did you even read it?
No, I usually don't.
How many pages is that?
Like 20.
You could be giving away your firstborn son in that contract.
That's a pretty good point. I don't want to do that.
Or that's a lease, right? You could be giving your landlord rights to have their uncle, Fat Uncle Joe, come and use your coffee maker whenever they want.
Uncle Joe's fine, but not Fat Uncle Joe.
Yeah, not that one.
Well, this is a lot of legal information. I don't really know it. Who could I go for this?
Well, that's exactly why we have Blake Stewart at Stewart Law. He specializes in business contracts and construction law, and he has negotiated low prices for contract reviews just for cases like this. Check him out on Facebook, Stewart Law CS.
Or on the web at stewartlawcs.com.
Or give me a call at 321-541-6845.
Alright, we're turning from break. I hope you guys enjoyed that the quick commercial segment. Heard a little bit from our sponsors.
That last guy sounded really smart.
Well, yeah, let me get you mic'd up. I know. How'd it feel hearing your commercial spot there, Blake?
That was weird hearing my commercial for the first time. It sounded good. You did a good job.
Hey, you know, not for nothing, but I know you love hearing that.
I love hearing the sound of my voice.
You know, you guys did great. You included a couple cameos on that commercial. Who did that dialogue for you?
That's right. That was my wife and my cousin Ryan.
And tell us about Ryan's internship here at Stewart Law.
Well, I can't divulge too much about that until he decides what he wants to do with his internship. But he followed, you know, he shadowed for a while, and he's getting his engineering degree from the University of Florida.
Oh, go Gators.
Go Gators. So he's 2 years into that, and I think his dad and possibly a little bit myself might have incepted.
Oh.
That was a big Texas whistle I just gave.
I got
like a McConaughey thing going on in here. See, it's all about that Texas whistle. I've been driving Lincoln since before they were paying me.
Now, that's a great segue. Tell people, Blake, and this is something I have to do with my interviews more, okay? I've been kind of increasing my interview skillship as much as I can in my off time, which I rarely have. So here's a fun thing that I've learned. I'm going to ask you something, and maybe you could help tell people something that they wouldn't write by just looking at you or looking at your business or anything else. What would somebody be surprised to know about you?
Are you looking for something in particular? I feel like I said something.
No.
Oh. What would they be surprised to find out about me? That it doesn't always have to be intimidating to go to a lawyer's office.
Oh, okay.
I don't have to charge them for a bunch of fancy suits.
There you go.
That pass the savings on to my clients.
I like that. In your spare time, what are some things that you love to do?
Well, spare time, I remember what that's like.
I know.
Well, we go...
It's a trick question.
I think this is a trick question, but we enjoy surfing. Jesse helped me break my brand new board in.
Yeah, break it in, not break it.
Yeah, break it in. Not exactly, yeah. Not like the last time I loaned my board out.
Oh, no.
That was a lot of fun. I forgot how rough it is, like, on a new board for the first time. It's like learning to ride a bike all over again.
Yeah, yeah.
And then...
You gotta tame that Bronco is what it is.
Tame that Bronco. I like that. Yeah. That's what it felt like.
I know. That's what it looked like.
And then my wife and I are avid muscle car enthusiasts, and we frequently drag race in legally sanctioned events. Mostly
not unlawful. You know, down abandoned roadways, right?
Certainly not.
Okay, good.
That's illegal.
We have to disclose that. And what else? What else do you guys enjoy doing?
I used to be an avid gym goer, but
yeah,
being a sole practitioner kind of takes the wind out of those sails a little bit. But I'm looking forward to getting back in the gym one of these days.
Yeah, we miss you. We'd love to see you. I'm teasing. I got to get back to. I've been doing a lot of rehab, and I'll give one of my on air plugs to Pilates on Fifth. Those guys are amazing. If you need some core work, Blake, and I think
which I need a lot of.
You know, Dave has been working me out, man. Pilates on Fifth. They have two locations: one at Adventure HQ on US 1 in Palm Shores, and the original down there on Fifth Avenue in the Atlantic. And it's your on-air plug for the day. So I had to give them a shout out because they've really been helping me just get stabilized, helping me get my core engaged again, which is just improved my posture. You know, it's great. It's a great workout. Nice way to wake up in the morning. So, surfing, muscle cars, and tell us about your home life. I believe you have a couple critters back home.
Oh, I don't want to talk about that.
Come on. What's their names, at least?
Louie.
Yeah.
And Fendi.
Louie and Fendi.
Yeah, so you can see my wife has quite high expectations. Both expensive Italian bag makers.
So you're not breeding them to use or hide for your next pair of boots, right?
Well, the way they're behaving, it might be going that way. You're going to get me on PETA's radar there.
So you have a boxer mix, and you have the doodle thing?
Golden doodle.
The golden doodle.
It's a golden retriever.
Right.
Poodle.
Right. Ignore them.
It's a golden retriever poodle.
Right.
And it's also a... and then the Boxer Rhodesian.
Yeah, these are designer dogs.
Well, I don't think the Boxer Rhodesian was intentional.
Gotcha.
She was a super mutt. Mm-hmm. But you know, they're both coming along. I've been told that certain dogs are just kind of crate dogs, or like the one dog is fine.
Right.
The Labradoodle. I guess those are like two of the smartest among. I don't want to cause a controversy. They're among two of the smartest dog breeds. So as long as we keep the Boxer Rhodesian locked up, right, he just sits around the house and does calculus or something.
Sure.
Sometimes he, like, recreates Stonehenge. And
he's reading Shakespeare right now.
He actually does. He actually does some stuff that freaks me out every so often. Like, one time, the way he shows his displeasure with our behavior...
Right.
Is artistically. So one time, I guess we left him locked up too long, and we came home, and he had pulled a bunch of stones out of one of our decorations and arranged them equidistantly apart in a perfect semicircle.
No.
Yeah. No,
that's
I'm not
scary.
Making this up.
That is scary.
I'm not making this up. I think I took a picture of it.
You know, and I know I had to get you out of your shell to talk about those dogs, but now you're talking about semicircles and stones and it makes me think of like some horror movies, and going on that tangent, what's a lawful way to if you think you
speaking
were
speaking of horror movies, what is a lawful way?
If you thought for the listeners out there, if you think that you were sold a haunted house and it wasn't fully disclosed, and now that you purchased it, what are some lawful legal actions you may take?
That's a fun question.
I know. I want to keep it fun.
That's a real thing.
I know.
So that's a real thing.
Like, don't you have to disclose if even, like, a murder happened in the house and, like, other things?
Oh, yeah. If it's, like, common knowledge in your neighborhood that creepy stuff is going on in that house.
Right.
And you don't tell somebody, then...
Well, what happens if somebody buys and, like, a week later somebody shows up and be like, oh, you bought the haunted... Harry House. Did you know that, you know, 30 years ago, a massacre happened there and all the kids, you know, or whatever, you know, and I'm, of course, my wife loves horror movies, so of course I'm...
Is that true?
Yeah.
Aggie loves horror movies?
Oh, my gosh.
We've never watched a horror movie together.
And the dumbest ones.
You maybe watch Boss Baby, but never a horror movie.
The Boss Baby.
That was kind of a horror movie.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. It was, yeah, that was some wicked animation. So let's just say now a neighbor comes and greets you and says, I don't know how much you paid for this house, but I hope you didn't pay too much because it's haunted. What course of action as a homeowner who hasn't disclosed that they bought the one house that nobody would ever think would sell? What course of action could they take?
Well, okay, so that there's a lot of moving parts to that.
I know.
So theoretically,
this is all hypothetical.
From the moment a murder is committed there,
uh-huh,
that knowledge is supposed to be passed down from transaction to transaction, right?
For eternity, or as long as the house exists until it's torn down. Okay.
Well, so let's think about that. Right. So if the last big event that took place in that home was a murder,
uh-huh,
and then it's sold.
Right.
You know, when it's fresh, everybody knows there was a murder there. So you got to disclose it.
Right.
You know, and it's common knowledge.
Let's say 30 years later.
30 years later, same owner. They knew somebody was murdered in that house.
Exactly.
So if I could foresee a situation where, like, you know, maybe they live in the house so long
mm-hmm,
that they die of natural causes or they have to get put into assisted living.
Right.
And then it becomes the kid's problem to deal with and they don't know it's a haunted house and they hire the realtor.
Right. So if it's inherited and you don't know about that knowledge.
So it's a slippery slope and it's right, very difficult to prove. So you basically, in order to undo a transaction for failure to disclose that the house was haunted.
Right.
You'd have to show that they had actual knowledge.
Gotcha.
Actual or constructive? I think, I don't know what the rule is.
This is
I'm going to look it up and I'm going to get back to you. Because it could be new or should have known. If it's new or should have known,
right,
that's a much wider, that's a much broader.
It'll come to you.
A much broader set of standards. It's a much broader standard.
Okay.
So, yeah, I was having a brain fart over the word standard.
It happens.
I've been reading since 8:30 this morning.
And you know, for the people who are listening on demand, it is 5 o'clock in the afternoon on a Tuesday, which is Burnout Central right now.
Burnout Central.
Monday kind of happens, and your work week just about happens on Monday, and you have – everything that happened over the weekend just gets bottled up, and it doesn't happen on Monday because everybody's kind of got that hangover, weekend hangover thing. And so, but by Tuesday, everybody demands, like, didn't you see my email from Saturday? Didn't you see my email from Monday? Didn't you see? And then now they all think, you know, you're the one that's on call, and you need to know, have that answer, and you're just like inundated with emails from the last 3 days.
I have an interesting real estate question for you, sir.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if the real estate exam. Oh, excuse me.
It's okay.
I don't know if the real estate exam is anything like the bar exam is, where they basically are just constantly trying to trick you.
Oh, well, yeah, we have a we have 5 multiple choice questions. All of them are just about right, except for like one word.
Okay.
Or excuse me. And they really do try to get you. And you know, for the truth of it is, a lot of people don't pass the first time.
Oh, that's not my question.
Right. But even if they do pass, it's like only by a couple points. You know, to ace that thing is really tough. So
I'm wondering if this was a question you had to deal with. So let me ask you my question.
Well, we do go over full disclosure. And okay, so what we taught, you know.
No.
What?
Let me finish.
I'll let you finish.
Let me finish.
You're my guest. I'm the interview.
I'm terrified. Well, I want to pull some real estate knowledge out.
Okay.
Because I don't know. I'm terrified because I'm going on vacation and I'm a small business owner.
Right.
So, of course, every time I go on vacation, I think that my business is going to catch fire. But guess where I'm going?
To the islands.
I'm going to Hawaii.
I wish I had some luau music right now.
And in Hawaii, there are 10,000 brand new acres of land.
That's hilarious. I know.
It's true.
I've been thinking of that. Yeah, with the Pele, I think is the name of the volcano.
Correct. Yeah. So it is over there. Literally, you know, they say they don't make more real estate. They don't make more of it. Well, that's not true. Volcanoes make more real estate.
That is fascinating.
So And that's going to be, like, super enriched. Like, grass will grow there because there's going to be all kinds of elements and vitamins and nutrients.
Well, you know what's fascinating is I actually prefer purple Peruvian potatoes because they are grown in volcanic-rich soil, which makes them have that purple color. And yeah, most certainly. I mean, this is the magma.
So am I going to be able to go over there and, like, and stake a claim? To some, like, beachfront property in Hawaii?
We said that, of course. Yes, you of course not. So what's going to happen first is it needs to cool.
Does.
The adjacent properties, and honestly, I don't know that the answer. That I'm speculating. The adjacent properties will probably have first right. So if it went through somebody's ranch and farmland and extended to the rocks, okay, and then past those rocks. So it came through and encroached on your land.
Right.
And then extended past your land into the ocean. Even though it wasn't surveyed originally.
Right.
It's like if you have a condo on the beach here and all of a sudden a bunch of sand appears, or even the sea level is reduced, your beach is now extended.
Right. Now, do you get – no, okay, now, okay, all right.
If you use that kind of train of thought.
So my question is this.
Right.
It's a multi – it's a monstrumental question.
It is a monstrumental
question. It's a monstrumental question because it is monumental yet a monster of epic proportions.
And instrumental.
So you're right. They're going to have to replat. Now, does that new land, like if it's appurtenant to – an existing property holder's property,
right.
is that going to be offered for sale, or would they just tax them more on the increased, you know what I mean? Like, do they just increase the tax base, or will...
So taxes are based on the value of the property,
right.
Which is...
Square footage.
Which is, well, it's really up to the property appraiser. Property appraiser may say, well... The river of lava also took away some of that value of your land because you had all this rich pineapple growth. Hypothetically, I'm not sure if that is what happened.
That's racist.
But let's just say it went through a pineapple farm, you know, pineapple plantation, and it went right through it and took out all your crops. So do you get value because you have a little bit of an extension of property, or do they say, well, you also lost a lot of productive farmland, so we're going to give you some credit? So is it? I mean, these are fascinating, and I think it only.
I'm going to research this.
Yeah, I think only. Well, you're going to be in, you know, the motherland there, and I'm sure there's some attorneys who specialize in lava, new lava land. In fact, that'd be a good brokerage, lava land brokerage. Lava Land Realty.
And then, like, all the lamps in the office could be lava lamps.
Yes, exactly. All right, this has been, you know, and I'm supposed to be the one that's questioning my guest. Only when I have Blake in the studio do I become the guest and the interviewee.
The tables have turned, Trebek.
They have. Oh, my goodness. All right, guys, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Check out Space Cowboy Justice. Space Cowboy with your Justice. Hosts, Cowboy Blake Stewart Justice. And Paul Daly. We're going to be talking about interesting legal issues in the entertainment industry and everything geek. If you're into Star Wars, Star Trek, Lord of the Rings, comic books, we're talking about it. Coming at you from the Space Coast Podcast Studios.
You're listening to the Space Coast Podcast Network. If you'd like to be featured as a guest or sponsor or even host your own show, please email us at spacecoastpodcast@hotmail.com. That is spacecoastpodcast@hotmail.com.
Space Coast Podcast. Talk hard.
A lot of people want to know what the Paper Clinic is. And honestly, the Paper Clinic is a lot of things. It's a collaborative space where you can come and bounce ideas off other professionals. You can get advice from professionals in the field. You can get legal advice, insurance advice, And you can be the expert. You can advise people as to things that you know about. But the paper clinic's a lot more than that. When the paper clinic works together, it becomes a one-stop shop for anybody who wants to start a business. You can walk right in one door of the paper clinic, and you can get your business formed. You can get your business insured. You can get a tax plan. You can get marketing. And you can walk right out the other side of the paper clinic with a turnkey business. The Paper Clinic, big firm resources for the small business. Check us out on the web, thepaperclinic.com, or on Facebook at The Paper Clinic.
Man, and already, like, already it turns into the 55th minute. Time flies when you're hanging out with Blake Stewart from Stewart Law, and he's in the studio asking you questions about hypothetical situations regarding lava in the islands of Hawaii. That was actually a lot of fun.
In the
80s, that was a good brain teaser.
In the 80s, we used to call that the old switcheroo.
The old switcheroo. Boom. So that was actually a lot of fun, and like I said, you know, we had an incredible show. We had Rosa Santiago from the Salvation Army talking about a luncheon happening in like a week and a half on the 15th. It looks like with Congressman Bill Posey and guest speaker Michael Ayers of the regional chamber of Melbourne, and then now we've had Blake Stewart not only do the rapid fire questions with Frank Jr. of Bella Title. But now, you know, some fun hypotheticals. So let's get down to you know, where Blake and Stewart Law is going next. What do you guys find? Odyssey 2000. What's next for Stewart Law? Where do you see your practice going? And more importantly, what kind of deals or contracts do you like to see? Do you like challenging stuff, or what does that look like for you?
You know, it's funny because when I started this, I thought that I was going to slowly just build this into like a contract review mill. You know,
okay.
Because I can review a contract pretty quickly. I do those on special rates, which are cheaper than my hourly rate if you just want a contract review and you know what I think about it. But it seems like lately, everybody that comes in the door finds right. some new and interesting way of making me call the county.
Oh, no. why can't they keep it simple?
And, you would be astounded by the sheer volume of pools. Like, and I mean like concrete pools and right. screen enclosures that were built in the 80s pulling no permits whatsoever.
Oh, jeez. So, you know, I actually do come across those fences. There's a lot of kind of what we call not pirated, but the bandit kind of contractor who comes in and they're not licensed, insured, they don't pull a permit, but they're jumping on your roof with no insurance, and you're letting them because they're $5,000 or let's just say 50% cheaper than the licensed and insured guys.
Yeah, don't do that. They're more expensive in the end. They're
exactly.
more expensive.
Chucking a truck where his warranty ends, where his brake lights.
Is that a real thing? Chucking a truck?
Chucking a truck. Dana DeVan. These are the contractors that come from out of state. They offer, you know.
I can fix that roof.
Yeah. And then once they're on the roof, then they go, oh, by the way. Yeah, it's going to cost you like $5,000. What you said, but I'm already here.
And then he falls off your roof, and you're responsible because he doesn't actually have insurance or license.
That is the truth. So we want to help everybody, of course, avoid those big costly mistakes. But you really just want to review contracts.
No, I have a tagline.
Oh, I want to hear it.
Stewart Law.
Yeah.
You do what you do. Let us worry about the fine print.
Oh, I like that.
And I have a magnifying glass. I have a magnifying glass that I got to use the other day.
Did you really?
I did. I had to use a magnifying glass on an old city plat the other day.
What'd you find?
I found that there was a drainage pipe where there was not supposed to be a drainage pipe.
Oh. And you saw that on the plats or
in
on
a
the
very
blueprints?
Expensive community. It was originally platted.
Right.
And then it was out of the plat.
Oh.
And then it was bought up by a large developer. And then that developer went out of business. And like over time, like as these things were resurveyed,
right.
The drainage ditch kind of just anyway, it was a long story, but
right.
So I come across some interesting stuff. So, you know, if you want to build a turnkey gas turbine power plant, I can certainly help you do that. And if you want somebody to take a look at your home purchase contract to right. make sure that the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed, I can do that too.
And that's a flat rate?
Flat rate.
All right. So we are heading into the final couple minutes, and I always, you know, as a guest, I want people to know how to find you, Blake. So what's the best way for them to reach you?
You can listen to Jesse's awesomely produced commercial here on Space Coast Podcast. Now, you can reach us on Facebook at Stuart Law CS. You can find us on the web at stuartlawcs.com, or you can give us a call, 321-541-6845, and talk to Miss Mary, and she's very pleasant, and she'll be happy to schedule you time to come in.
I love it. I love it. And your book of business has plenty of availability. If somebody has something, for instance, in a rush, they could come in and get a seat at your table real quick. Sometimes.
Sometimes.
Call, we'll tell you.
We try to accommodate everybody.
Of course. And I know you guys have...
Don't call me today. Which is Tuesday, August 7th.
And it's
any other day,
it's 5:30 in the afternoon. So, are you going to clock out soon, or you still got a couple hours?
I got a couple hours.
Oh my goodness! Well, I tell you what, you've been great. Every client that I've sent your way, they give me really good feedback.
That's amazing.
They said, Jesse, thank you so much for introducing us. Blake was able to solve the problems that we had regarding and these are sometimes clients that already have purchased with me, but they find things after the fact. And
yeah,
it wasn't,
that's rough.
And it wasn't with any of the transaction that we did together, but it was maybe after a contractor. Like, you know, they get into a home, and like you said, they get a pool resurfaced or some cabinets made, and instead of not knowing what the fine print says, they've come in and you've simply just said, yeah, you know, go ahead. This is a legit contract, or I wouldn't sign this, and you've, you know, done your red X's and stuff like that. So... and they've been very thankful because you helped them negotiate some terms, which helped them in the long run. So we really thank you for that, Blake.
That's why they call me the Lincoln Lawyer. All right.
You're right. And we really hope you guys enjoyed the show. Until next time.
A lot of fun. Thanks for having me, Jesse.
Oh, you got it, my friend. Blake Stuart Esquire in the house.
Jesse Hall, Realtor, REMAX Elite.
Find us at the Space Coast Real Estate Show on Facebook. Let us know your thoughts. And of course, we'd love to see you share the show to your friends. We hope you guys had a great time. And keep it fun, keep it sexy, keep it Space Coast. Till next time, bye guys.